Good, I think we can start.
I'd
like to greet every one of you, all of you that have come. Last Sunday, I spoke about my mother. And I told you, I asked her to pray. So when I got back, I said, "Mom, how did the service go?" She said, "No, it went very well." So I report back to you what she said. I asked her to pray. So that is what a mother is like. We
welcome all of you.
And that is it. Basazo pluma kwatwa ke mhlambe fanele ngibe ne privilege sheng ukuthi hayi nondlunkulu ukufika kwenu.
I'll still be officially welcomed, but you're also privileged to welcome the Nkosi Buthelezi, who's among us, and undlunkulu.
And I'll tell you why maybe later. Maybe I must let the cat out of the bag. Oh, Ndabezi, to let the cat out of the bag. Why?
Good.
I'll ask Mbomvu to come forward. He's been a dear brother of ours for many, many, many years.
And
our mother loved him. And we pray that even when our time comes, he will also do this for us.
Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, this is the day that you have made.
Kuqoke wena Nkosi ukuthi namhlanje sihlangane ngale ndlela.
It has been ordained by you, Lord, that we shall meet in this day and this way.
Izwi lakho Nkosi lingephikiswe umuntu. Izwi lakho Nkosi yilo kuphela. Sekwenzeke konke. Mawusushilo wena sekuphelele.
Lord, no one can oppose your word. And once you have spoken, Lord, it is complete and it shall happen.
Ufikile Nkosi emndenini kwaJostein. Wayithatha incekukazi yakho, wambiza umama wasabela.
Lord, you have visited the Justin family. You have called the mother of the home and she has answered.
Sibonga Nkulunkulu umusa wakho, sibonga uthando.
Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your undeserved love on us.
Sibonga Nkosi ukuthi wasinakekela, wamnakekela umntwana wakho kwaze kwaba sekugcineni.
Thank you, Lord, that you have kept us, and thank you, Lord, that you have kept your child right to the end.
Oh, Nkosi, izwi lakho lithi babusisiwe abafayo befele Nkosini. Siyakubona Nkulunkulu kwenza behamba abantwana bakho bebonana nawe Jesu umqalisi wento zonke nomenzi wethu nomenzi wabo.
Oh Lord, your word says, blessed are those that die in you. And Lord, we see how you are fetching your children and how they are in you when you come.
Siyabonga Nkosi nangale ndawo nangale mishini kwasiza abantu. Ukuba uNkulunkulu kube umthunzi. Sithola ukuhlunyeleliswa. Sithola Nkosi ukuba sondezwe kuwe. Sithola Nkosi ithuba lokuyihlambulula. Ukuba ungabekho umthwalo noma sihamba sihambe kulula.
Lord, we thank you for this place. We thank you for Kwasizabantu Mission. That is a tree that casts shade. That those who come, Lord, that they can be helped, and that there is no turmoil, but that there is peace in each one's heart.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi ube kanye nathi, qale Nkosi lo msebenzi, qale kanye nathi, sithole isibusiso sakho Nkosi nangale nkonzo nangalo mngcwabo.
We pray, Lord, that you would be among us. May, from the beginning, Lord, may your blessing be on everything and may you presence yourself among us, please.
Kwangathi Nkosi thina sonke sifikile ukuza kulo mngcwabo. Uma sesiphethile, sesiqedile. Ngaba khona lokho okuthokoza singayisoli ngokufika kwethu.
And Lord, each one that has come, once everything has been done, may there be no regret and may there be joy in each of us for having come today.
Sicela konke lokhu Jesu ngegama lakhe elingcwele ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu sibusise.
And our Lord Jesus, we ask all of this in your holy name. May you bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Sibonga kakhulu Mbobo.
Thank you very much to Baba Ngubane.
So now we'll ask Martin Combrink to do the official welcoming.
Sicela uMartin Combrink ukuba azosamukelela abakhona.
It is truly a privilege and an honor for me that I can welcome you all here today at this the last service of our Oma Tanta Inga Houston.
Kuyinhlanhla nentokozo enkulu kumina ukuba ngikwazi ukunamukela nonke kule nkonzo yokugcina kagogo wethu uTante Inga Houston.
And for those that don't know, I was Oma's first grandson-in-law and her favorite.
Kulaba bangazi-ke ngacishe ngaba umkhwenyana wokuqala futhi obethandwa kakhulu ugogo.
I think Oma was like that she made each one of us feel special and feel that we were truly her favorite.
Benjalo ugogo ukuthi lo naloya bemenza ukuthi ayizwele kube ngathi uyena okhethekile futhi amvezele uthando.
But first and foremost, we want to invite the Lord Jesus to be amongst us today.
Okokuqala ke kunakho konke sithanda ukuba simeme inkosi uJesu ukuba ibe phakathi kwethu namhlanje.
That as he came down to fetch Oma from this earth, that he might also be amongst us today.
Ukuthi njoba ehla ezomlanda ugogo emthatha la emhlabeni kuba kanjalo abe phakathi kwethu namhlanje.
And may he find our hearts and our minds that they are in such a state that he is truly welcome.
Kwangathi angathola inhliziyo zethu nemiqondo yethu isesimeni lapho ezoyizwela ukuthi ngempela wamukelekile.
And if there would be one that where you find that your heart hasn't welcomed the Lord Jesus, that we would do that today.
Uma khona izwela ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe ayikamamukeli uJesu, akayizwela amukelekile kuleyo nhliziyo, akwenze ukuba amamukele namhlanje.
I think that would be the biggest thank you and sign of respect that we can show Oma.
Leyo kuyoba yona ndlela enkulu yokubonga nendlela esingaveza ngayo ukuhlonipha ugogo.
Manje namhlanje sizwela sihlonipheke kakhulu ukuthi khona abafikile bazoba kanye nathi.
We feel very honored and privileged today that there are some who've come to join us.
Sithokoza kakhulu ukuthi uNdabezitha inkosi yesizwe sakwaButhelezi ebekhona phakathi kwethu.
We feel very honored that His Royal Highness Prince Buthelezi, the Nkosi of the Buthelezi clan, is among us today.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngendlela enisekela ngayo njengumndeni nendlela enisekela ngayo umalume.
We are also very thankful the way you support us as the family and the way you support Malume.
Bese sithanda ukumukela futhi kakhulu uAnto Mkhulu okhona phakathi kwethu.
We also would like to welcome Anto Mkhulu, who is also amongst us.
Simukela nazo zonke isebenzi zalapha emission.
We welcome also all the co-workers of the mission.
Simukele futhi kakhulu nebandla lasefire.
We also welcome especially the fire congregation.
Ugogo beku gogo wethu.
Oma was a grandmother to all of us.
Umkhulu sehambile nogogo sehambile. Kodwa kuumthandazo wethu ukuthi ungathi umlilo kaNkuluNkulu ungaqhubeka uvuthe efire.
Opa and Oma have now gone to be with the Lord, but our prayer is that may the fire of the Lord continue to burn even stronger at the fire.
kuzoba icala elikhulu kuthina makuthi umlilo kaNkuluNkulu uzofela ezandleni zethu.
It will be a guilt upon our hands if that fire of the Lord would die in our hands.
Bese simukela kakhulu nabazalwane baseKingscliff nabaseSwayman.
We also would like to welcome the brethren who are coming from the Kingscliff and the Swayman branches.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngendlela enisiza ngayo eFire.
And we also very thankful for the way that you help us at the Fire.
And then we'd also like to welcome some friends from Europe.
Sithanda futhi ukwamukela izihlobo eziqhamuka eEurope.
There are those that have come specially just for the funeral.
Kukhona abafikele nje umngcwabo.
Khona abanye futhi abaphume Swazini. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokufika kwenu.
There's also some who've come from Swaziland. We also thankful that they could come.
Then to each and everyone that's here, we welcome you heartily. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for the support that you've shown us as a family and also to Oma.
Sibonga kakhulu ukuthi nifike, sibonga nangokuseseka kwenu, niseseka njengomndeni nokumeseka futhi ugogo.
And then there's something, if I can just end with this.
Uma ngingaphetha nje ngalokhu.
There's a portion in the Bible that's really been a challenge and an encouragement to me these last days. And that's where Caleb asks Joshua that he gives him the mountains, he gives him the country, there where the giants are.
Kuyilapho uCaleb ekhuluma noJoshua ukuthi amnike indawo, leyo ndawo esentabeni, izwe lentaba.
And especially also to Malume.
Kakhulukazi nakumalume.
I think he has often been an example to us in that.
Ube isibonelo kakhulu kithina kulokho.
That we as a family, Opa and Oma, are no longer there.
Uthi thina njengomndeni nalapho ugogo nomkhulu bengasekho.
But we are thankful to the Lord that we still have Uncle Dietmar.
Kodwa siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu uthi umalume sisenaye.
And that he's often been the one that has been prepared to take on the giants and take on the difficulties.
Ukuthi kaningi ube yiloyo muntu njalo ebezimisela ukuthi abhekane nazo izinselele, abhekane nazo isiqhwaga.
May the Lord keep him and keep us as a family.
Wangathi uNkulunkulu angamgcina asigcine nathi njengomndeni.
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Sibonga kakhulu Martin.
Thank you very much to Martin.
uNkulunkulu uzenza imanga.
God does wonders.
Yabona mangizwa insizwe ikhuluma kanje. Hayi ngami. Kodwa mangizwe ngithi ha uNkulunkulu. Yabona bantu abasha khulani.
It's wonderful if I can hear a young man speaking like this, and in my heart I say, young people, please grow. It's wonderful if we can hear you speak like this.
Now, we can speak the whole day, and I'd like you to leave you a small picture of what our mother was like.
Singakhuluma usuku lonke, kodwa ngithanda ukuba nginitshele nesithombe esincane ukuthi uma wethu ube njani.
The Bible says, to those that have got pure eyes, everything is pure. But where the eye is defiled, you'll always find fault. So before you point a finger, always look at yourself. But I can't say how privileged I am as a son to have had my mother.
Angikwazi ukuchaza indlela engathi kube inhlanhla enkulu kangakanani kimi ukuba kube uma wami.
And not only that, but to have a family that supports one and look after others.
Kungakhona lokho kuphela kodwa kube umndeni.
One thing, a character or whatever you may call it, of my mother was she had discernment. My mother was sharp.
Umawami ubebukhali.
You may be thought
she talks like this and this to you. But in the meantime, I've learned to know my mother more. She says it because of who you are.
Ubungazusho mhlawumbe uthi awu wakhuluma nami ngalendlela kodwa ngamfunda mina ngamqonda ukuthi ukhuluma kanjalo ngenxa lokhu wena oyikhona.
And if you never really respected her, it is at your peril, huh? That's the right word.
Kushuthi uma ubungamhloniphi beku
okwakho kulahlekela. She sided with Reverend Stegan when this work started. Not because of this. She saw God. Yesterday somebody said to me, you had a mother that walked with God. Somebody not from here. And you know, she had discernment to know the truth and see the truth and keep to the truth right to the end.
Kusukele kuqaleni wameseka ubaba umfundisi kungenxa yokuthi ubona inani kodwa wameseka wama naye ukhona oshilo kimi izolo wathi ubunomama obehamba noNkulunkulu kumuntu ongaqhamuki nala ngoba ubekwazi ukulibona iqiniso.
She never deviated from this gospel God had shown us.
Akagaza qhezuke kuleli vangeli uNkulunkulu asikhombisa lona.
Now the other day
ngolunye isuku
a week ago, Wednesday,
skathi singangevike ledlule ngolwesithathu.
I wasn't there.
Bengekho mina.
She came to the morning to the breakfast table.
Wafika ekseni tafuleni kudliwe breakfast.
And she said, you know what? Look at the table. Look at the table laden with food. It's like the Queen of Sheba that has come to King Solomon's table. That's what she said. She said, look at the table, what it looks like.
Why said to Aubuga Lilta Ful in the Lilte Wengayo, Kubengati Lelota Fulungi, Swelga Solomon, Koskazia, Sheba. What Aubegu Gulza Octegi?
And every person that came in, she says, look at this. And she was so happy. And it was just an ordinary breakfast. She was eating her egg.
And
she was so happy. There's something she experienced. The Lord had laid a table for her, which you and I didn't see. And she was so happy. She says, look at this beautiful food. This bountiful food on the table.
And she said,
then somebody else would come in. Same story. And she was so, so thankful. You see, the Bible says much about the table that he will prepare even before your own enemies. Three weeks ago, we came back from
India.
So before we went, she spoke to my wife. She says, listen, you don't worry. You go and preach. But if I pass away, if the Lord fetches me, we won't tell you. We won't tell you. You carry on with the work. It's only when you come back, then you will know. And they'll have to keep me till you are back. And when we were gone, she grew better and better. She was happy, you could hear it over the phone. When we came back, it was as if I've had my time, I want to go. Think of a mother. You see, if you walk with God, I've learned something, and I say, oh God, help me. And I walk with you, in purity, in holiness, when it gets to the end, he'll take my hand as he took Orma's hand. You'll hear.
Kwisimanga ukuhamba noNkulunkulu nami ngiba nalo umthandazo uthi inkosi ngigcine ngihambe phambi kwakho ngoba umsulwa ngoba mase kufike ekugcineni uyokubamba ngesandla uNkulunkulu njoba enzile kuOma.
Oma, I love the song that we sang when we came in. It was played over the loudspeakers. God, take me by my hand, lead and guide me. That's one of her favorite songs she had. When Reverend Stegan was not well, she would go and sit and she would recite these words, every verse from beginning to end.
Uma ubelithanda kakhulu leliculo eliculiwe ngesikhathi kungenwa nangesikhathi ubamfundisi engaphilile ubehamba fika ahlale alisho leliculo eliphindaphinda ivesi ngevesi.
Yeah. Now, as the children come forward to lead us with the first song, on Monday, this Monday, suddenly she said, I'm so homesick for Reverend Stegan. I so long to be there. She says, oh, Uncle Heino. She loved Uncle Heino. She said, oh, Uncle, I can't forget them. It's as if I'm remembering them anew.
And
he says, oh, my husband, where is he? Isn't he here? You see, she was in another world.
But
one thing I learned, although Mom was 90 years old, she was obedient. When God spoke and says, leave home, come here. It wasn't easy, but she was obedient and determined to carry out the instructions God had given her.
Kodwa ugogo noma bese mdala neminyaka u-90 lapho uNkulunkulu ethi akashiye ekhaya eze yazoba la emishini walalela noma bekunzima wakwenza lokho.
So we'll sing the first song together. I think we can rise and sing this song together. We'll be led here by the children. I'm pressing on the upward way. That was Orma's life. I'm pressing on the upward way.
So sukuma silicule sonke iculo elithi ngiyaphikelela kule ndlela yaphambili bekuyimpilo yakho ugogo le.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. May that be our cry, our desire, that when we leave this place, wherever you are, may you find yourself on a higher plane, higher ground.
Sibonga kakhulu ngathi lo kungaba umthandazo wethu uthi noma ubani lapho uhamba kule ndawo uzithole ukuleyo ndawo ethe dundu leyo ndawo ephezulu.
Oma would recall many, many songs she learned as a child in the German church.
Ugogo bekhumbula amaculo amaningi ayewafundile eseyingane esontweni lamaJalimane.
You know, and in difficult times, Oma, my mother, would recite these songs verse by verse.
Sekuthe esikhathini ezenzima ugogo uma wami aloko ewa reciter ewasho lamaculo ivesi ngevesi.
People, I think it's good that we understand, because when you get older and you can't see, thing you can do is think, and then these things come back to you. And how often, even songs that we haven't sung for, Oma would know them off by heart.
Sihlobo kuhle lokho sikubambe ngoba mangabe umuntu esemdala kuyabuya bekuthi namaculo singakaze siwacule kodwa ugogo bewazi.
Songs enter your heart.
Maculo ayangena enhlizweni yakho.
Now I'd like Aunt Umkhulu to come forward. Miss Dube. Now she's not well. This morning I was there, but I find it's relevant that she comes and talks.
So cela manje kuba uAunt Umkhulu aze phambili. Noba engaphilile kodwa namhlanje ngibona ukuthi kubalekile ukuthi akhulume.
She and my mother were of the closest friends, and I experienced that on Tuesday.
Yena noma wami bebe abangani abakhulu.
And I want the world to know these are our friends. These are the ones we want to walk with.
Futhi ngithanda ukuba izwe lazi ukuthi laba abahlobo bethu yibo esifuna ukuhamba nabo.
And walk with God. You know, they find each other. No wonder she was such good friends with my mother.
Bebezwana kakhulu beyabangani abakhulu noma wami.
Siyathokoza ukuthi sihlangane ngale ndlela.
We are so thankful that we can be and come together in this way.
Ngibingelela nansi inkosi yakithi isiyangiqamba kathi ngonduna nkulu.
I would like to greet our inkosi. He has said that I am the nduna nkulu.
Umntwana besijwayelene kakhulu kabi naye ewubaba ngempela.
Umntwana, we got along very well. He was really our father. And we are so thankful that he has come with Ndlunkulu as well. This has now happened while there are wounds that have not yet healed. Because they have just recently met up with us.
Umama keka uDidma sazanya kude kakhulu.
We have known each other for many years, myself and Brother Dietmar's mother.
Ngaleso sikhathi sasinganayo indawo yokukhonzela, sisuka kamaphumulo singenayo indawo yokuthi isonto solenzelaphi.
At that time, we did not have a place where we could have services.
Ngaleso sikhathi ngangino 14 years.
At that time, I was 14 years old.
Lo mama ngabona engijwayela nje. It was lapha mntwana ozala. Wasangani yami. Angifuni ngeze ngamanzi abandayo neso. Fika lapha lebhakete uzowakha.
And I noticed that Mama would often call me and as if she was always looking after me, and she would say, I don't want you to wash with cold water. Come with a bucket, there's some hot water. But as I was with the older mothers, my mother and those that were in the Lord's work, I was more concerned about them. Those were bad times at that time, because it was the skin color that was looked at, whether you were black, purple, white.
Manje lo mama ubezothume ethunga ethungela uKarin. UKarin ke ngixole umkhonyana ubiza umakoti wakho ngumkuti uKarin. UKarin kube sengane ngaleso sikhathi. Umama lo ugogo namhlanje basho njalo laba bancane. Ubethume ethunga ingubo angithungele na. Ethi wena usiyinkosazana yala ekhaya.
Now, when Oma used to sew a dress or sew anything for Karen, she would also sew something for me.
So as I said, Joyana, umkhulu wakhona, ayi baba wakhona, umkhulu ikhehle zala umkhulu kaDidma. Umbyana.
So I'm talking now about Umyan, Dietmar's grandfather. He was my real friend, and I like the elderly people. I like the grandmothers and the grandfathers. He could not say Tofosi, and he would say Dovosi. And I would say, now listen, Mkulu, grandfather, it's T-H, T, not Dovos. He says, no, I can't say that, it's Dovos. He would come with some meat as big as the hand that was still raw. And he says, yesterday we were brying some meat, and when I was brying the meat there, I remembered Bamfundisi, Baba, and I, because I was his Patenvater, godfather, I thought I must bring him this piece of meat. And I said, but grandfather, Baba, Mkulu, please give me a small piece.
And
he said, no. You might be given one by the one whom I'm standing for. Take this meat and go and bry it. And I went and I bried it on the fire, and I made it, bried it nicely, and then I took it to Mkulu, and I said, here's the meat. Did you not cut off a piece while you came here? I said, no, that would be a sin if I would steal. Oh, that's good. Now give to Mfundisi. So there were three aunts. I was the fourth, Mfundisi, and him.
Mfundisi, eyakho wedwa.
And he said, Mfundisi, this is yours and yours alone. Don't give all of these. Now there's a lady known as Gogo Helen.
Ugogo Helen, yena uyena wesizubaba emfundisa isiZulu ngoba wayingasazi.
She was very helpful to Reverend Stegen because she taught him Zulu because he didn't yet know how to speak Zulu properly.
So she said, uyahleka. How? But how Helen hlekani?
It wasn't long and we would hear her laughing and then they would say, he would say, what are you laughing at? And then he says, I'm seeing the meat is getting finished and you haven't yet given us any. So he says, yes, you see. So where is the one that was your godfather? He should be here to look after you. And she says, well, we didn't know that, so I don't have anybody. And then he beckoned to Reverend Steg and said, cut her a little piece. And then he gave to Gogo Mzila. And my mother now started looking down. And then Baba said, how, Makasa, are you also after a piece? She says, yes, yes. But you didn't say anything. Okay, cut a little piece. And I started sniffing and wiping my tears away. And he says, oh, why are you crying? I'm not really crying, but my heart is sore. Why is your heart sore? When did your heart start getting sore? The moment you started eating that meat, that's when my heart started getting sore. Are you then jealous? No, I'm not jealous. I just really like meat. Then he said, Mfundisi, cut her a piece as well. And he gave to me. That is what the Stegans are like.
No, about your
that is what the Houstons are like. They that type. And that the Andre's grandfather was like that, and his father.
Yeah.
But their grandfather really loved the Lord. You are familiar with a pipe, the one that one smokes? So the service was full, the people were full, and then he would stand on the bench. That's the grandfather.
Ati Fundisi.
Then he says, Mfundisi, the devil really got me today.
How? I don't finish. Oh, yeah. Umkhumbuze inqanawe yami.
He says he's reminded me of my the old ways, the smoking. And I went and I dug up there where I had hidden it. And I puffed once and twice and then I put it back there. And then we laughed. Following that, he says, no, it got the better of me. I slept with this pipe. After the service, I took the pipe, but I didn't want my wife to see. And he says, brethren, all of you who are seated here in this tent, do you forgive me? Yes, grandfather. The next day he stood on top of the benches, right on top of the benches that everybody can see him. I'm standing here, I want all of you to see me. Satan was riding me with smoking, but I have conquered. I haven't smoked anymore. I took the pipe and I went to the toilet that's outside and I threw it down. That's how he was saved from smoking. And in that way, actually, nobody can say that I can't part from this. If indeed you desire that the Lord helps you, he can really help you. And this grandmother whom we are with here was a real grandmother to me. When we went to a fire, we could go there. Reverend Stegen was given a place by them, where he could stay and preach to these people whom the whites and the blacks couldn't come together with.
Ngalezo khathi ngezo 64-65 onsundu nomhlophe kwakuyisithe esikhulu.
At that time, 64-65, a black person and a white person were great enemies. When I stand here, I see that it is beautiful, it's like a bouquet, but at that time it was difficult.
And this
grandmother would dish up for Reverend Stegen, but then would also secretly find that she can bring it to us without the other seeing. She was really my friend, and if she just sewed something for Karen, she would sew something for me too.
Ngolwesibili,
Tuesday, I said, well, let me go and visit Gogo.
What mengbona wajabula watisondela mtanami wangkono Gogo.
And when she saw me, she was so happy. She said, come closer, my child. And she hugged me. And I said, Mother, but you seem to be a lot better.
She
says, you see them. You see, Tofos, your eyes are dim.
You don't see properly.
I said no, Mother. My glasses help me to see properly, and I see that you are well, better.
Why did you go to force? Why did you go to send me?
And she said, "To force, don't tell anybody, but I'm going now."
God, we are happy, Ma.
And I said, "But where are you going?"
What? Sing busy.
And she said, I'm going up. I've been called. And I said, but Mother, who are we going to stay back with? She says, Tofos, you have learned everything. You know now what to do. I prayed with her. And I said, Mother, but what would you like me to do for you?
She says,
you've done it already by coming to visit me. Because you're not going to see me anymore. And I laughed. I said, oh, Mother, but now I'm going to live in fear. And she says, no, I'm going to a much better place than this. And that's what I wanted to share with you.
Thank you very much, Auntie
Mkhulu.
She maybe didn't say everything, but I was there. And then Mom couldn't speak much anymore. But when it got to spiritual things, Auntie Mkhulu said, do you want to pray?
Asking my mother.
She prayed.
Watandas.
She said, God, bless her and bless the work they're doing. That were her words. The last wish of a dying person, and may God have make it that it will be fulfilled.
I said, Nkulunkulu mbusise ubusise nomsebenzi abawenzayo kwaba isifiso sakhe kwaba amazwi akhe okugcina.
On Sunday afternoon, evening, she called us.
Ngesonto emva kwemini wasibiza.
And she said she'd like to pray.
I said, tuthanda ukuthandaza.
She prayed and said, Lord Jesus, please come and fetch me now.
Watandaza ethi Nkosi uJesu ngiyacela uba uzongilanda.
I want to be with you.
Wathi ngithanda ukuba kanye nawe.
Children, grandchildren, all on the other side of the river.
Wayesethi konke okunye ingane abazukulu babe ngale kumfula.
And not after a short time he says, now you pray, Dietmar. I can't pray for my mother to die, so I could pray, Lord, may your will be done. But we can ask that you would be merciful to her.
And
I'll ask my brother Andre to come forward. To say that which is on his heart. We want to thank him and his family for having looked after our mother and our father so many years.
Yes, and
later also when Florian and Yvonne came, We'd like to thank you so much.
It's
a calling to look after a person. Okay, thank you.
It's difficult if you lose a father. But much more if you lose a mother. We've heard a lot, and we can just say amen to that. My mom lived on the family farm, Sunspruit, for plus minus 65 years.
Umama ubehlala eplazini lasekhaya eSandspruit iminyaka ecishe la 65.
And then one evening she called us together.
Ngolunye usuku kusihlwa wasibiza ndawonye.
And we thought, oh, what's on mom's heart?
Sase sicabanga ukuthi ingabe uzothina uma.
And she said, children, I've got a calling to leave here and go to the mission.
Wayesethi bantwana ngithola ubizo lokuthi ngisuke la eplazini ekhaya ngiye emission.
We cried.
Sakhala.
It wasn't easy for us.
Bekungelula kithi.
But we knew that mom is going to a better place.
Kodwa besazi siqonda ukuthi uma uye endaweni engcono.
And what we did notice,
esakuphawula futhi,
mom took one step by coming to live here at the mission.
Uma wathatha isinyathelo esisodwa sokuthi azohlala la emission.
Being obedient to her calling,
walalela ubizo lwakhe.
She took one step closer to the Lord Jesus and one step closer to heaven.
Ngalokho wathatha isinyathelo esisodwa igxathu elisondele ezulwini negxathu elisondele.
We realized that, we saw that the last couple of days.
Sakubona lokho, sakuphawula kulezi nsuku zokugcina.
And I'd like to repeat it.
Ngithanda ukuphinda.
By mom leaving home,
uma ngokushiya ekhaya,
and coming here to the mission,
eza la emission,
was one step closer to the Lord,
kwaba igxathu elilodwa elisondele enkosini,
and one step closer to heaven.
Negxathu futhi elisondele ezulwini.
Don't forget that.
Ningakhohlwa lokho.
We think that we had a mother like that.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sibe nomama onjalo.
Now my father is buried here. At the mission, my brother is buried here. And now my mom is buried here. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, pray for us. We'll miss our mom. This morning when I got there to Dietmar's place, I said, I'll quickly go and say hello to mom. That's what we did. But she's at a much better place now. Thank you, Dietmar and Brigitte and the family, that you could finish off the work of the Lord with mom. Thank you.
Thank you to my brother. One day, Nombus, Ausuguma Nombus, was a labagborn, Pushanagakul, was a labugan magborn, as you go ham. Unombuso, Wabaingaanagakok.
This is Nombuso, okay. Became the child to my mother.
Futis bonga yena non tlantlukuting in telebes nagangangayuma.
And we'd like to thank her and non tlantla for the way they look after our mother.
Sebenza tine mini.
We would be at work during the day and they would look after her and they've heard a lot from her which we maybe didn't hear.
Ebsugu.
Then at night,
when not land,
she would call
Nontlantla. Balan pants,
angifuna ukuthi ukhohlwe lezo cabanga ingane thina akasitshe utshe nabo ayi yabona ninenhlanhla thina nayi.
So she would divide things and say, Nombuso, Nontlantla, this money or this thing you must give to so and so, write down that you don't forget. She didn't tell us as the children, but she told them.
Kwafike usuku uNombuso engena endlini ekuseni ngo 8.
Then one day Nombuso came to the house at 8 in the morning.
Baqonde ekamelo kaGogo.
And went into Gogo's room.
Ngoba uGogo wawa.
Because in the past few months she fell and broke herself, and that could have been a big detriment to her.
Yeah, that's, I think it was, my mom helped many old people even go into eternity, many, and she knew what it's like to be old.
Umawami wasiza abantu abaningi ukuthi baze bangene impela ngunaphakadeni futhi ubeqonda ukuthi uguga kuyini
unontla lo Nombuso wathi awu gogo sawubona gogo ulala kanjani gogo.
And Nombuso went in and said, good morning gogo, how did you sleep?
Hayi babingelena kahle.
Greeted well.
Ugogo wathi, we Nombuso uhamba kanjani empilweni yakho, uyaphila yini na?
And Gogo then responded and said, Nombuso, how's it going in your life? Are you well?
Hi, Gogo. Yayazi ingane yasheshe ukukhohlisa. Hi, Gogo, khamba kahle Gogo. Hi, yonke into inhle Gogo.
And you know how children are, they can quickly deceive. She says, ah, Gogo, everything is well. All is going well.
Waphuma endlini.
She walked out the room.
Ugogo wathi, ah, no, Nombuso, awubuza. Buya la. Buya la kimi.
And she called her again and said, Nombuso, come back to me.
What do we Nombuso as tandas in the man?
Says Nombuso, come, let us pray.
Gogo wa tandas.
And she prayed.
Watandaza Unombuso wati watandaza ngo izono ebezimhlupha empilweni yakhe.
And she prayed, and when she prayed, Nombuso says she prayed about the exact sins that were troubling her life.
Ngo.
Exactly on those sins.
Watandaza naye, wacela uNkulunkulu amthethelele.
Prayed with her and asked for the Lord to forgive her.
Yabona nina ningafuna ukuvuma izono. Cha niyayihluphekela obala. Naku umuntu umdala. Uyamthandazela. uNkulunkulu umthethelele nazi izono. Ngqo ake kumtshela.
And you who don't want to confess your sins, you are missing out. And look here, this older person, she just prays and asks for forgiveness for her on her sins. And she says, God was showing me your sins.
Uthi lengane, nyazi ukuthi emva kwemthandazo kaGogo, waphela lezo zona empilweni yakhe. Ngiyakuzwa lokho.
And after that prayer, those things were gone in her life. Maybe in you, your sins are still ruling, but it was gone. Better if she was maybe still there, I would say, go to her, then she can pray for
you.
And God has taught us many things as a family.
Sengiyocela kudadewethu Magcina ukuthi eze phambili. Nami ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuthi abe khona. Wabuya walala nomawakhe. Walala nomawakhe. Wabe naye kube segcineni.
So I'll ask my young sister to come forward. I'm happy that she's here. She was sleeping with her mother to the end.
Wahlala kugogo udadewethu. Was cause Karen. Wahlala wadewe Karen. Ungalokothi ube said, what's that, Mrs. Zulu?
Dabuke.
Ungadabuka. Uthi Karen, magogo chazani? Uthi cha Karen.
ungadabuki mabothe mangihamba ngiyakuzwa umuntu omdala ungahlupheki ingane yami ngiyazi la ngiyakhona uNkulunkulu uzobe nawe uzokusisa.
So she said one day to her, Karen, never be sad when I'm gone. And she was wondering, what is she talking about? She says, no, when I die, don't worry. I know where I'm going and the Lord will help you.
Shenge uNkulunkulu and everybody.
Ngibingelele shenge uNkulunkulu nabo bonke abakhona.
I often thought of this day when I will have to stand at Oma's grave.
Bengilicabanga lolusuku lapho kodwa ngithi ngime phambi kwebhokisi likagogo noma ethuneni lakhe.
And I told myself I won't be able to face it and I won't be able to stand there.
Futhi ngizitshela ukuthi ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngingabhekana nakho, ngeke ngikwazi ukuma khona.
But this morning the Lord woke me up with a verse or a song.
Kodwa namhlanje kuseni inkosi yangivusa ngeculo.
And it was, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Kuyilelo vese lithi lolu suku uNkulunkulu alenzile masithokoze ngalo.
Oma, it was Mama that we all called her Oma, was an amazing person.
Ugogo noma kumama kumina besimbiza ngo-Oma kusuthi ugogo ubekade umuntu oyisimanga kithi.
This morning I was thinking there will be nobody who can fill her shoes.
Bengicabanga ekuseni ngithi akekho umuntu ongavala isikhala sakhe.
She was a friend to old and young.
Ubekade ewumhlobo kwabancane nabadala.
She loved everybody and everybody loved her.
Ubethanda wonke umuntu futhi nayithanda abantu bonke.
And she showed an interest in many people's lives.
Futhi naye umuntu othanda ukuthi asondele empilweni zabantu abaningi.
Now one of the grandchildren said, if I had a problem, I could go to Oma and Oma would pray and God would hear Oma's prayer.
Omunye wabazukulu zewashi wathi uma benginenkinga bengihamba ngiye kuyena ugogo, gogo athandaze, uNkulunkulu awuze umthandazo wakhe.
And the daughter-in-laws, they all saw Oma as their own mother.
Isho nomakoti bebembuka ugogo njengoma wabo.
And they said it was a privilege to have such a wonderful mother-in-law.
Bethi bebekubona njengenhlanhla nentokozo enkulu ukuthi babe nomamezala oyilolhlobo.
Oma was capable of doing anything.
Futhi ugogo ubekwazi ukwenza noma yini.
Was it from cooking to baking to gardening to sewing, Oma could do it.
Ngabe ukhuluma indaba yokupheka, ukubhaka, ukuthunga, ukusebenza phandle engadini, ebekwenza konke lokho.
Then she came here to the mission.
Why is a figure like mission?
And it was visible that Oma's unwavering love for this work was visible.
Kwase kubonakala kwabasobala uthi uthando lwakhe olunganyakaziseki ebenalo ngalomsebenzi lovelo bani.
Many people visited her here, but even many more while she was still on the farm with Opa.
Abaningi bamvakashela la kodwa abanye futhi babemvakashela ngisho eseseplazini kanye nomkhulu.
And Opa and Oma would tell the visitors of what God had done in their lives through the revival.
Umkhulu kanye nogogo uma benevakashi bekwazi ukuthi bayilandise bayitshele ngalokho uNkulunkulu abenzele bona ngalemvuselelo.
She stood firm in her faith.
Wama wagcile ekholweni.
Yes, there were many storms, but Oma stood.
Yebo, nakuba besikhona ivungvungu eziningi, kodwa ugogo wama.
Now, on a more personal note,
uma ngikusondeza kimina,
I was privileged that the last three nights I slept with her.
Ngaba nenhlanhla enkulu ukuthi insuku ezintathu zokugcina ubusuku obuthathu bokugcina impilo yakhe bengilala nayo.
Now somebody called me one day and said, Karen, now you must help Oma reach her goal and get to heaven.
Kakhona kwathi kimi manje wena maka Emmanuel sekumele ukuthi usize Oma ukuba afinyelele ezulwini.
And immediately I asked myself, how will I do that?
Ngazibuza khona lapho ukuthi ngiyokwenza kanjani lo.
But God was so gracious. Many a time I would say, Oma, if you see Jesus, call him and say, here's my hand, take me.
Kaningi bengengisho kuyena ugogo ngithi, Oma, uma umbona uJesu, omemeza ukuthi, Jesu, nangu mina, nasi sandla sami ngithathe.
And if you can't anymore, you say, Lord Jesus, please carry me. You are my good shepherd.
Ithuma ungasakwazi ukuthi Nkosi uJesu ngiyacela ukuba ungithwale wena ongumelusi wami.
And as the grandchildren said, that at one stage she said, Jesus is right next to me.
Njoba beshilo abazukulu abakhona isikhathi la esho khona ethi uJesu ula eduze kwami.
And it was precious those last 3 nights.
Lobo lezo insuku suku obuthathu bokugcina kwaba igugu kimi.
She was becoming weak, yes, and there was a spiritual battle.
Ubese babuthaka futhi ubona ukuthi usempini ngokomoya.
But we would sing together and we would pray together.
Kodwa besihlala sicule ndawonye sithandaze.
But there's one thing I think maybe only I know which I want to share with you.
Kodwa kukhona okunye ngicabanga ukuthi cishe mina kuphele ngikwazi ukuthatha nginivezele khona.
I asked in these last few days, Oma, so you went to Bible school?
Ngambuza kulezi insuku ngathi gogo waya esikoleni seBhayibheli.
She says yes.
Wathi yebo.
And I said, Oma, why did you go to Bible school?
Ngambuza ngathi ubuyelani gogo ukuthi esikoleni seBhayibheli.
And she said, because I wanted to become a missionary.
Wathi ngoba bengifuna ukuthi ngibe umissionary.
I said, Oma, as a missionary, where did you want to go?
Asengithi kodwa gogo uma kusumissionary umfundisi sithunywa ubufuna ukuyaphi?
And she said to me, Japan.
Wathi bengifuna ukuya eJapan.
But as we heard, when they got married, Opa and Oma became part and parcel of this work.
Kodwa njoba sizwile lapho sebeshada umkhulu nogogo baba ingxenye enkulu yalomsebenzi.
And they stood and they showed us the way and that we must carry on this way.
Bama base besikhombisa futhi nendlela ukuthi kumele siqhubeke nathi kuyo le ndlela.
And it was a wonderful time together as a family.
Kwaba isikhathi esimnandi sindawonye njengomndeni.
I thought we could stand together and see Oma.
Ukuthi sibe ndawonye futhi simbone ugogo.
So the last night.
Izolo ebusuku.
Her last night.
Oh, ubusuku bokugcina bakho ugogo emhlabeni.
It was Katya and myself who were going to sleep with Oma.
Beku imina nomunye umakoti sa lala naye ugogo.
And we almost missed her parting.
Sacishe salahlekelwa ukuhamba kwakhe.
I actually had to smile that we were supposed to be the soldiers that were looking after her, and we could have missed the whole homegoing.
Ngacishe ngahleka ngicabanga ukuthi uma bekuthiwa besamasosha bemgadile, cishe salahlekelwa ukumbona ehamba esekhaya.
Because the Lord woke Estelle and Edwin, and they came into the room.
Ngoba Inkosi yavusa uEstelle nomunye beza endlini yakhe.
And Estelle said to Katya, but Oma's going.
Estelle wathi kuma mizala wakhe wathi kodwa ugogo ngathi useyahamba.
And I jumped up and I was still able to see the last breath.
Sase sigxuma siya ngakwazi ukumbona esephefumula okugcina.
Oma will be sorely missed by all of us.
Oma uyosikhumbula sonke. Noma siyomkhumbula thina sonke.
But she's left us with precious, precious nuggets.
Kodwa nokho usishiye namagugu.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Thank you, kakhulu dadwethu.
Thank you very much to my sister.
Nagana bazali benu.
Look after your parents.
Igugu, yabona kimi nginenhlanhla kimi, inenhlanhla. Kodwa ngicela ukuthi ningabe nomona ngoba uNkulunkulu wamlethela kumalume.
So it's a privilege to be able to look after your parents. I'm also privileged that she could come and stay with me. And that's why I'm not crying today. I'm joyful.
That a few hours before, someone said, Oma, when you see the Lord, stretch out your hand. When you see him coming.
Mahora ambalo pamutahambi kwakhona uthi gogo mawumbona uJesu welula isandla sakho.
It didn't take long. She lifted up her arm, she pointed with the finger and she says, "There, the Lord's coming."
Akuthathanga isikhathi phamisa isandla sakhe ekhomba ngomunye ethi nansi inkosi yesu.
Why do we tell you all this?
Ngani sinitshele konke lokhu na?
It's wonderful. When the righteous are taken by God. It's not everybody's privilege. That's why I said to you, I never thought I'll experience something like this. You understand now why? There are many other things. When somebody read Revelations 21:7, God makes everything new, she responded and said, God has made everything new.
Kwisimanga uma uNkulunkulu ethatha abangcwele bakhe, omunye bemfundela incwadi yesambulo 21:7, lapithi uJesu wenza konke kube kusha, wayesephendule ethi yebo kunjalo wenza konke kube kusha.
Some old people can be very difficult.
Abanye abantu masebekhulile baba likhulu.
God hasn't changed your character. It becomes very difficult. But when you give yourself into the hands of the shepherd, He takes you by his hand. He took Oma. And that's why she had the strength. Ngisendlini kaba mfundisini la inhle lendlu kaBaba mfundisi.
Let me say this. One day she woke up in the morning and says, "My children, am I in Reverend Stigen's house? This is a beautiful house of Reverend Stigen."
It's that time when she saw this feast on the table. You see, I don't know, maybe she was shown the heavenly home, showed him to visit. She says, "But it's such a beautiful house, such a beautiful place."
Lolo suku lapho bengcoma ukudla okude kwetafuleni angazi ukuthi bewenza le mhlambu bevakashiswa kancane wathi indlu enhle kangaka.
You understand now why we are thankful?
Niyaqonda yini ukuthi ngani sibe nokuthokoza
ngaka na? You understand why we praise God?
Niyaqonda yini ukuthi ngani simdumisa uNkulunkulu?
This morning I woke up with a bit of a heartache.
Ekuseni namhlanje ngivuke inhliziyo yami ibhlungu.
But I'd learned to thank God for everything she had done, especially for us. So, I think we get to the next part.
So we'll ask Baba Ngubane to introduce the
speaker, and after the questions I want to cry, we'll sing.
Ngiyabonga leli thuba enginikwayo. Nawuba umsebenzi engizowenza, ngizophephidla kakhulu.
I'm very thankful for this opportunity, but the work that I've been given, I hope that I do it right.
Ukhona obezowenza lo msebenzi ngeshwa kangafika, ngakho sekumele ngene ecathulweni enkulu, mangenze kahle.
There was someone who was supposed to do this. Unfortunately, they're not here. So now I just have to try and fill the gap. Your being here puts ointment on our wounds. We know that Shenge would have been the one that would have come here to support us, but your being here, we thank you very much.
Abahlobo bangempela, kwabahlobo noma ikhathi nezimo zinje.
Friends are friends indeed, especially in times like this.
Ngakho ke siyabonga kakhulu, Shenge Sokalisa, Nkosi yakwaButhelezi, ukuthi izoba kanye nathi lapha emishini, izoba futhi nomndeni wakaJustin, ngoba benobuhlobo obukhulu ngaphandle nje kwemishini, kodwa ubuhlobo nomalume kuyinto eyisimanga. Siyakubonga kakhulu ukuthi uShenge inkosi yakwaButhelezi abe khona lapha nendlunkulu.
And that Shenge, Ngosi of the Buthelezi clan, that you can be here with us, a great friend of the mission and a great friend of the Houston family, and especially Malume, and that you can be with us and be with us in this time, we are very thankful.
Ngakho ke siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi uShenge khona kusenhlizweni yakhe. Amazo athanda ukuthi awadlulise, ewadlulisela kuthina njengemishini, ewadlulisela futhi emndenini wakaJustin.
That we can give Shenge the opportunity to share the words that are on his heart for us here at the mission and to the Houston family.
Shenge. Sokwalisa.
Ungwele baba. Mfowethu Malume, ngibonga nje ithuba lokuba ngime lapha phambi kwenu namhlanje, ngoba akusiyo into encane ukuba umuntu acele ukuba ukhulume eshonelwe amthandayo, ikakhulukazi unina omzalayo.
To my brother, Malume, I'm so thankful that I can be here. And it's not an easy thing to speak when you have recently been bereaved.
And
it is indeed a privilege for me that Maluma I may speak. Indeed, as has been said, it should rather be Chief Mangosuthu who should be here, but that I can do it now.
Ngifisa ukubingelela abantu abadala balapha ekhaya ngiqale ngo-anti omkhulu othe lapha sengamgcoba ngathi undunankulu.
I would especially like to greet the older people, especially Aunt Mkulu, who, as I've said, I have said she is ndunankulu.
Siyabonga zwakele ngakho konke obeyikho lapha emishini lapha ekhaya ubambisene nobaba uStekeni. Sithi siyaqhubeka nokukuthandazela ngempilo yakho ukuthi welulame.
And indeed we are very thankful for everything that you do and that you have done, and especially that you have supported Reverend Stegen, and we pray for your health even.
Ngifisa ukubingelela futhi ubaba uDube Zwakele. Siyabingelela njengabantu abadala ekhaya.
And I'd also like to greet Baba Dube as one of the elders of our of the house, of the home.
Ngibingelela ubaba uMbomvu ongethulile lapha Mbomvu. Siyathokoza, siyathobeka.
I greet Baba Ngubane and that he has introduced me. Thank you.
I would of course like to also greet our family here, the Stegens, because this is, we all know by now that this is our second family, and for them as well, Wapindangene is their second home. Bonke bodadewethu siyanibingelela siyabonga ukuba sibe lapha nani.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngibingelele futhi umndeni wami amadodakazi ngoba phela lana kusekhaya.
I am accompanied here by my wife uNdlunkulu Mamohale, and I'm very thankful God has blessed me because she's been with me as a pillar of strength for me for over 30 years. Siyathokoza uNdlunkulu.
Ngiyabonga nokuthi ngiphelezele umngami osengisize kakhulu wabe isekelo esikhulu. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu.
Nginondodakazi wami futhi lapha naye ongiphelezele uNokuthula ehamba nomzukulu Amo esifike nabo.
And I'm accompanied by my daughter and grandchild, and they are also here.
I would like really to then greet all of you, and rather than refer to you as mourners, refer to you as celebrants.
Ngithanda nokuthi nginibingelele nonke enkhona hayi ngabalilayo kodwa abazothokoza.
Ngoba usuku olunjena usuku lokuthokoza.
Because this, a day like this, is indeed a day of joy.
When somebody has lived for a number of years, seen children, grandchildren, and their children grow up and carve their own niche in the world.
Uma ke sesibonile umuntu ebekhona wathola ingane, wathola abazukulu neingane zabo ebabona bekhula.
When somebody has lived to see changes for the better and for the worse, and set an example to be always on the side of the teaching of Jesus Christ.
Uma ke kwaba khona obonile okuhle kwenzeka, abone nokubi kwenzeka, kodwa abone ukuthi konke kuguquleka ukuthi kungena uJesu.
When somebody has set examples emulated by those near her who eventually become a light and hope for those around.
Uma ke kwaba khona wathola ukuthi abe isibonelo kwabanye nabo bagcine bebe ukukhanya kwabanye.
Then we must celebrate and salute her.
Ilapho fanele sihloniphe sijabule umuntu onjalo.
She has seen it all.
Ubone gonke.
Done it all.
Ukwenzile gonke.
Had it all.
Ukuzwile gonke.
Wished it all.
Ukufisile gonke.
We praise God for her life with us.
Siyamdumisa uNkulunkulu ngempilo yakhe esikwazile ukuthi nathi sibe ingxenye yayo.
In Zulu we say such people have simply glided to the next world, to eternal life.
NgesiZulu sithi badlulile, badlulela empilweni yangunaphakade.
I think what is significant with that translation, it reminds us all the time that we are just passing. I think I find it very relevant ngesiZulu to say udlulile because we are all passing through. We are just walking this mile.
Kudingeka ukuthi kuphawuleke lokho ukuthi singabadlulayo.
To life everlasting, isiZulu shisho lodwa sithi ugodukile noma udlulile, which we've already said. From her age alone, we learn so much and read from her life.
Kuningi esikufundile empilweni yakhe esikubonile.
As we are viewing a film,
kube kwangathi sibuka a film.
A life full of exemplary behavior like diligence.
Sibona impilo eyisibonelo, sibona umuntu obekhuthele.
Empathy.
Ubona umuntu obenozwelo.
Compassion.
Ubekwazi ukubona inkinga komunye.
Will to enable people to be self-disciplined and self-reliant.
Bona umuntu okhuthazela abanye ukuthi nabo bakhuthale.
Mrs. Houston was a pillar of strength to her cousin, Ubaba Stegen.
Ugogo uHouston ubeyisekelo esikhulu kumzale ubamfundisi.
It is amazing how God put together people who will have some conviction, who will have same convictions and even attend Bible college together.
Isimanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wahlanganisa abantu abazonombono omunye, abazo into eyodwa, baza baba sesikolweni seBhayibheli esodwa.
She practiced her faith and would become preachers of the word even during apartheid times when blacks were not allowed to sleep in white homes.
Ukuphilile ukufundisa kwakhe ngangokuthi noma kungavumelekile ubevumela ukuthi abantu abantsundu bahlale endlini yakhe.
She was so committed to the Lord's work that this was passed on to her children who also were called ministry.
Ubeyimisele kakhulu ngenkonzo ngokuba senkonzweni yenkosi kwaze kwadlulela enganeni zakhe nabo bangena kulokho.
As I said earlier, sometimes we come across people who seem to have it all.
Sengishilo ukuthi kube kwangathi uhlangana nabanye ongathi baphelele nje banakho konke.
Yes, there are people who have been blessed with enormous good yield whenever they try their hand on something.
Yebo ngempela uhlangana nabantu ukuthi mabethi nje bayayenze into iphumelele.
Often you have no choice but to envy these people.
Kube kwangathi awunakho okunye kodwa ukulangazelela ukuthi nawe ungaba njalo.
Yet some of them, although they have it all, they don't have joy inside them.
Kodwa noma kukhona laba angathi banakho konke, ubone ukuthi injabulo kibona ayikho.
Which ensues from God's love and spiritual richness.
Leyo njabulo iphuma kuNkulunkulu.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, as reflected in Matthew chapter 3, verse 3 to 12.
Njengoba sifunda kuMateyu isahluko sesithathu iverse lika 12, babusisekile abakunene.
Ngilapha ikakhulukazi namhlanje ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ngabe njengoba sengishilo ngabe ngikhona lapha ngokujwayelekile ngiphelezele ubaba.
I am here today as per how it was, I would usually have come and been here with my father and accompanied him.
Kwenzeka isimanga lapho umalume ozalwa ngumama umama esizomfihla namhlanje efika kwaphinda ngene.
An amazing thing happened when Malume, who is the son of the deceased, came to Kwaphindangene.
Ethi uzocela kuba umntwana abe nguyise. Ngoba uyise wokhalo wayesanda kwedlula emhlabeni.
And he came and he asked of Chief Mangosuthu if he would be his father because he had recently lost his.
Wavuma ngokukhulu ukuthobeka umntwana. Ngikhumbula kahle noma ngangikhona nami. Wavuma ngase ngithokoza ukuthi ngangikhona ngoba ngasheshe ngamkhumbuza umalume ukuthi akhumbule ukuthi imina engimdala.
And I remember it very clearly because I was there when Shenge agreed. And I was glad to be there just to remind Malume that I am the older one.
Nami umalume ngase ngimthatha njengomfowethu.
And then I took Malume as my brother.
Unina esingayo namhlanje ngamthatha njengomama.
And our mother whom we are here for, I took as my mother.
Namhlanje sesisele siyizintandane.
And today we are left orphaned.
Kodwa siyazi ukuthi baningi lapha endlini njengoba silapha bayintandana kwithi sodwa.
But we know that it is not us alone, there are many who are as us orphaned.
Ngithi kuye nabo bonke abomndeni kini nonke bafowethu nodadewethu.
And I say to him and to all of you, I say my brothers and my sisters,
masibe ngumndeni sizwane.
Let us be a family and let us get along.
Sikhulekelane.
Let us pray for each other.
Senze abazali bethu ababesikhulisile ngakho ngamandla esiwaphonga ngomoya ocwebileyo bathokoze.
May it bring joy to our parents, those who had brought us up.
Sonke siphilela ekhaya elikhulu elingapheli elichazwa kwabase 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
Let us live for that home as we read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
Lokho iso elingakubonanga nendlebe engakuzwanga.
That which the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard.
Okungavelanga enhliziyweni yamuntu.
That hasn't come from the heart of man.
UNkulunkulu ukulungisela abamthandayo.
But that which the Lord has prepared for them that love him.
Nginemlayezo nje ngoba I don't wish to keep you long. I just wanted to convey because when it's like this, you know, the most important thing is presence. Ukuba khona uthi ngilapha. You don't even have to say a word. I am here. We are here.
Kukhulu nje akukho kuningi kodwa ukuthi ngikwazile ukuba khona.
Imlayezo ewoqala enginawo uqonde kuye umalume oqala uqonde kumama bengithi mhlambe iingane zakho malume ezithi gogo ngiyathokoza nje ukuthi seyikhulile. They are not asking why laba bantu bebiza ugogo wethu ngogogo because ugogo wethu because to them is their grandmother.
Ngiyathokoza ukuthi bayavuma ukuthi nathi sithi gogo izukuthi bekugogo wabo.
Mama Inge Yosta, we really wish, would like to thank you today.
Mama, waka Justine, sithanda ukuthi sikubonge namhlanje.
We thank you for just not being a parent by being present to the children.
Siyabonga ukuthi awuzange nje waba umzali ngokuba khona nje.
But you made a difference in their lives.
Kodwa kwaba khona umehluko owenzayo ezimpilweni zabo.
Because they say if you want to understand the parents, you must look at the children.
Ngoba bathi uma uke ufuna ukuqonda umzali, kufanele ubuke izingane zakhe.
But the greatest gift that you gave them,
kodwa isipho esikhulu owabadlulisela bona sona,
more valuable and priceless than gold and diamonds,
okungenani ngaphezulu kwegolide noma amadiamond,
is that you brought them up in faith.
Ilokho ukuthi wabakholisa ekukholweni.
We see that coming through them, having seen them, those who know them, but also having just seen them today, you prepared them for this trip, this journey today.
Yebo sibabonile bephila kodwa sibona kakhulu ngendlela obalungiselele ngayo lolu suku lwanamhlanje.
It takes a lot to embrace this journey.
Kuthatha amandla ukuthi umuntu awubambisisa ugone lolu hambo.
But as we have learned today from Anto Mkulu and from my brother here, Malume, you really prepared them for this day.
Kodwa njengoba sesizwile kuAnto Mkhulu nakumfowethu ubalungiselele kahle ubalungiselele lolu suku.
Secondly, my brother Malume, I would like also to really salute you.
Ngokwesibili mfowethu Malume ngithanda ukuthi ngikuthulele isiqoqo.
Together with your siblings with us here.
Na labo abafowenu nodadewenu.
Because in you, Umama Inga Juste has left lights amongst us.
Ngawe, ngani, ugogo uJuste ni ushiye ukukhanya ngani.
The one thing I want to share before I sit down about Malume, besides the time that he came to Umdwana, my father, and said, "You are now my father." He was not asking him, said, "From today, my father is God, you my father." But he came on another occasion.
Noma efikile ngalelo langa esho kumntwana ukuthi cela ukuthi ube uyise wami kodwa nangelinye ilanga wafika.
Umalume came for one simple thing. He just said, "Baba, ngize lapho kuwe ngizobonga."
And he came for that one simple thing, just to say, "I've come to say thank you."
Noma sesishilo ubaba uStegeni ngizobonga abantu abadala wena nobaba uStegeni.
Even though Reverend Stegen has left us, he's come. I came just to say thank you to our elders, to yourself.
And I remember vividly as I'm talking to you right now how my father was crying hopelessly. That's how deeply touched he was. And it was just the three of us, and he just wept. Because he was touched so much by what Malume had come to say that day.
Ngiyakhumbula kahle kakhulu ngoba besibathathu nje besinayo ubaba ngikhumbula lapha kumthinta ngenye indlela ekhala izinyembezi.
So really, my brothers and sisters, the Stegens and brothers and sisters at Waphindangene, we were very blessed that we had these patriarchs who left us with such a broad and such a deep legacy, so much to nibble on for the rest of our lives and beyond.
Ngempela ngempela sibusiso ukuthi sikwazile ukuthi thina bakaStegen nathi ukuthi sithole abadala esikwazi ukuthi sibukisise impilo zabo sithole esingakuthola ngezikhathi zonke okuzosisa.
And we dare not fail. We dare not fail them.
Gempela akufanele ukuthi siba japise.
Then to all of us here, lastly, my brothers and sisters, the celebrants, as I decided to describe you.
Kinina nonke enkona bafowethu nodadebethu thina sonke esilana ngayo lenjabulo.
Occasions like this, you know, from time to time as Christians, we must keep introspecting if we are ready for this journey. Come, Mama Juste.
Kumelwe, kufanele, ukuthi, ngeyikhathi ezinjengalezi, sizibuzisise, sizibuke, ukuthi ngempela silungele yini uhambo olunjengalolu.
But God helps us when someone we love passes away, to remind us again of this introspection, that as they are leaving us, are we ready for that journey?
UNkulunkulu uyasithanda ngokuthi uma sihlangana nosuku njengalolu, ukuthi nathi sithola ukukhumbuzwa ukuthi sizibuze ukuthi silungele yini ukuhamba lolu hambo.
So I appeal to all of us that if there's one thing from my side that I will ask is that as we leave here or today or when we get home, are we ready for this journey?
Uma kukhona ugodwa engingathi singakukhumbula noma sesifika emakhaya sizibuze ukuthi silungele yini lolu hambo.
And if I'm not ready, what do I need to do to be ready?
Uma ke ngingalungele lolu hambo, kufanele ngithathe ziphi inyathelo ukuze ngilungiselele lolu hambo.
Lastly, as someone who's also a leader amongst the community, we've been praying for elections that they go well, and really for all intents and purposes they went well.
Njengomholi besithandaza ngempela njengoba bekukhona ukhetho singasho futhi ukuthi kuhambe kahle.
We are aware though that it seems there could be some hiccups along the way, but we need to never stop praying. In a nutshell, I'm saying, just as we ask for them to go well, we need to pray even more now, even if there's no other hiccup, that because the most important thing about them is to start delivering. I mean, we are going for serious service delivery for our people going forward. So we really need to continue. And when one is in a place like this, a place of prayer, there is so much to pray for. But please let us pray for this country, because there are signs right now that we could have some very deep challenges, even coming through the very election that we prayed for.
Kufanele ukuthi noma sithandazile sathandazela ukhetho ukuthi siqhubeke njengoba sikule ndawo yomthandazo siqhubeke sithandazele ukuqhubeka ngokubusa nalabo abazophatha ngoba kuningi okufanele kwenziwe nanokuthi kukhona izinto ezingaphuma eceleni sithandazele ukuthi uNkulunkulu asigcine.
Are we ready for this journey? Ngiyathokoza.
Silungele yini lolu hambo?
Hayi, sendizwileke ukuthi hayi noma ngiyona inkosi umalume kodwa hayi khona la ngizobambelela khona. The visitor, Sheikh.
You've heard that I can hold on. Shia,
shia. Uhla kunye ukunye ungayeso. Hayi, siyathokoza. One thing I said, ngizothi ubaba, Nkosi yaphinda ngene, ngizothi ubaba wami, ngathi hayi, history will show us why Reverend Stegan and Dr. Buthelezi had to meet. People, I was at a meeting one day, I don't want to go into it, but when I was in this meeting in Durban, suddenly my eyes opened. And I said, it wouldn't have been for these men. I wonder what our end would have been like. Don't take it lightly.
Umlando, ngasho ngathi umlando olunyusuke uyosivezela ukuthi kungani ukuba umntwana wakwaphindangene kanye nobaba umfundisi bahlangane. Ngolunyusuke ngesemhlangano eThekwini, khona lapho ngaqonda ukuthi uma la madoda amabili ayengahlangananga, ingabe isiphetho sasiyoba njani.
Ubefuna ukuthula.
He had wanted peace.
Nango nobamfuni. That's why I gave him kwisimanga. Angishiyeke ngibonke uNkulunkulu nizwile ngiyabonga.
They both wanted peace. That's why to me it's amazing, but let me leave that and we thank God.
Futhi angingeni mina ipolitiki, angifuni nje.
I don't get into politics.
Ayi. Mina ngibiziwe uNkulunkulu. Wangibiza. Mina bathi siyakhuluma umngane ke umngane angijali ungeke ungiphoxe ngalokho cha kwahla.
And I'm not into politics and I don't want it.
Yeah, all right. Sesifika ke la sosocela ukhwaye lizocula. Khwaye number one. And emva kwalokho soshela ubabdube ukuthi asithathele inkonzo. Kodwa lawo maculo abazocula neversi esetshenziswa lapho. Sambuza ugogo, gogo, uthanda liphi verse? Wathi, hayi, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Wayishola ugogo. So, siqhubeka lapho.
So the songs that we'll sing and the verse that's written up on the screen, it's what Oma chose. Thank you.
Njengoba eshilo umalume amaculo acelwe umndeni lesiqala esijanimani amazwi amahubo 27 uJehova ungukhanya kwami uJehova ngamandla ami yokwesaba bani na noma kuhlasela impi iza kimi ngeke ngibe nalo uvalo ngoba uJehova ukanye nami inye nje into engiyicelayo ngicela ukuthi ngihlale endlini kaJehova izinsuku zonke zokuphila kwami bese sigcina ke ngelesizulu onkosi malusi wami.
As the family has asked us to sing two songs, the first song is a Zulu song, which is taken from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When the evil comes our way, the Lord is there and he will protect us. And one thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And then the second song is a Zulu and English song. We sing about the Lord Jesus, our shepherd.
Sisi, Zenzungulu, nifike naye notatwethu lida la ongilamayo lothi ngiyabonga ukukhona bakhe namabandla wonke akhona ngeyinhlelo ngeyinhlelo lothi ngamabranch akhona ngoba nizosuke ngibiza umntwana osengasekho ngegama lakhe ngenza ngokuhlonipha sibonga kakhulu ukuthi ufike lolu suku olunzima kangaka noma silunzima akwehli kahle thina.
To Schengen, Mdlunkulu, to Antomkulu, and to all the people that have come also from the different branches. The day has come, but it's not a day that it has been easy to us, but we thank Phil.
Kabang elilela abomndeni kuthi ngingakhulumela ibandla lase fire, nelase Sanman, nelase Kingsleaf, nelalikhaya ukuthi impela bazwiswe isikhala ngokuhamba kukamama wakayusti.
Baba, it's been asked to speak on behalf of the congregation here at Swaiman, at Kingscliff and at Defia. Indeed, we feel a great gap that has been left by our mother.
Ngibone ngimncane kakhulu ukuthi ngakusho lokho, kodwa nje ngibongile lapho inkosi yakaphethezwa kanqengelela usokoliswa mayethi thina esibadala. Impela sibathathu nje manje esibansundu esasikhona ngama-60s.
And I do not feel that I'm worthy of saying it, but as Shenge has said and called Baba and them the elders, we are only three left that were there in the 60s of the African brethren. And Shenge, when you said it in that way, you gave me strength that I will be able to stand here before everyone.
Lana umfundisitekini wafuna ukuthi laba abantu abantsundu ngingahlangana naphi nabo kuze bethole inkonzo.
Reverend Stegen looked all over. He wanted to find a place where he could meet with the black people and where they could hold services.
Ngoba bandlululo laluvutha ngenye indlela.
Because apartheid was rife at that time.
Kushukuthi wabuka wamholekela ukuthi akayo sikhonza nathi lapha kwayosti.
And after having looked, it was late that they would go and come together at the Yosten family.
Angazi noma kwakushukuthi bahlobene yini angazi.
I don't know whether it was, whether they were family.
A relative. Kodwa manje wabuka wayenganoma lapho kodwa wayithanda le ndawo ukuthi yasefire singakhonzela khona.
But he loved that place at a fire that we could come together there.
Hayi umnumzane wakhona uzala umalume basihlelela laphaya ukuthi sikwazi ukulala kulesa zindlu lesiya.
And Malume's father, they then prepared those rooms. You know those rooms where they were, where we could sleep.
Manje salala khona ke kwakuhle sajabula saphatheka kahle sinovalo ukuthi kuzohamba uhambe umndeni usijikele uthi hayi asibafuna abantsundu la kodwa ngenxa ukuthi uyise kaDetma nomkhulu nomama uMavitoli babe enhliziyonye sakwazi ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu kuleli plaza leli.
And it was wonderful for us. We enjoyed it so much and we were dreading and saying maybe a time will come and the family will turn on us, but it wasn't like that because Opa and Oma, they loved being together with us.
Manje ke umkhulu waseMbalane wayeganwe uMawitoft. Nina bantu ndingazi. bese umkhulu waka Justin futhi wayeganwe mavitoli ngoshonjalo ngizulu zeniso.
Ukopa Pastegen from Balane, his wife was evicted, and as well Uncle Yan also had a evicted wife.
Beso umama kaDitma uzalo Mastegen.
And Uncle Dietmar's mother is a Stegen.
Isho angabibikho ngoba manga khumbula kahle angazi uma kaDitma why number 13 14. Bowa nje inhlanhle ngaka abanamthanje bathaya sifuna ingane eningi abafuna ingane eningi kodwa uma babe ngene lo moya ngaba bekho lo mdini lo kodwa yeah. Yes.
If we think the family almost was not there, because they are the offspring of a 14th child, and nowadays people don't want big families.
Manga posisifuthi umnomzana angano moyo number 15 foot, shum nesan. Yeah.
Yeah.
14. Yeah.
And that there was also the mister was also a 13th in his family.
Manje mbukumpo wabo lapho Manfred Justin naye nomalume ngala bampunga la bafuze kwastekini.
If we see Manfred and Uncle Dietmar, they take after the Stegens because they white hair.
Ishile la inkosi yakashenga ukuthi uyingane umalume ugijima thatha lolu fuzo lolu lawastekini.
Yes, he is younger than Shenge. But he is taken off to the Stegens with his hair.
Ngiyambona futhi omnye wastegen lapha okhokho wakhe unkokhokho naye umpunga la ekhanda kanti umfana ungemuva kakhulu kumina.
And I also see that there's another one of the Stegen family also there, white hair, but is younger than Baba.
Manje ke uNkulunkulu wasindisa imphefumulo emningi laphana efaya.
The Lord Jesus saved many souls at Ephaya.
Ngoba ugandaganda wawusuka lapha kwamagosi asephomoloyi udlulu nabantu bakhona uthatha abantu lapho uthukela bezenkonzweni Ephaya. Lina libalele linjani behambe nalo ugandaganda.
Where the tractor would start the Pomeroy area, go to Chigila Ferry all the way through, bring them to Ephaya, whether it was sunshine or rain.
Abanye behambe ngamaloli, abanye behambe ngamaveni endaweni ezahlukene emaplazini.
Others would go with trucks, others would go with pickups in the different farm areas.
Ungakathuthuka umsebenzi wenkosi.
At that time, the Lord's work had not grown like this.
Namhlanje sebethathwa amabhasi, bathathwa iprinte, bekwazi ukuya enkonzweni.
Nowadays, they are going with carriers, they go with sprinters coming to the services. Baba loved playing soccer. The services would start Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Baba, he was the best at dribbling, scoring the goals, and then he started getting his
goals.
If you give me a soccer ball, I would dribble through all of you here.
Kodwa ngabuka ukuthi hey ngizolahlekelwa inkonzo ezoqala ngolwesihlanu ngomgqibelo ngesonto angizenze inkomo ngizenze ngakwazi ukukhahlela ibhola.
And Baba saw, I will miss out on the services Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let me make as if I can't play soccer.
Ngoba noma lalina kanjani izulu noma kumakhaza kanjani sasilangazelela ukuya enkonzweni. Ngathi ngizophuthelwa inkonzo. Ngono malize ibhola ngithathele kahle kanimalize ngithi ngathi ngiyashabela edlule ibhola. Bangihlehlisa ngaba ibheka ngaba lemuva kwagcina ngakhishwa kwathi awu sengiphuphile.
When it was raining, whether it was ice cold, we loved coming to the services. So when I was on the soccer field, I started missing the ball And slowly I got moved back until I was kicked out the team. Then I could go to the services.
In
those days, there was no complaining. Oh, we are an open pickup. Oh, we're going in this transport. We were on fire in on our hearts.
Ilaphoke umnumzana othile okwathe ebusuku waphuphuto ngolude esefire bayivumisa nozakhe kudilike wakwazi ukumuzwa engale ephuphe senkonzeni yasefire.
And that was where it happened at a fire, where a man had a dream, seeing a big wall in front of him, and as he started confessing his sins, one brick fell at the time, so he could see who was on the other side. We were not allowed to go into their rooms, but he had the courage, knocking at Reverend Stegen's door and said, I have had this dream. And he woke up immediately. His room was always open. He wasn't married at that time, so we just knocked at any time. And he shared with him, as I confessed my sins, this brick wall before me started breaking down.
He
says, I don't know what it means. Because after confessing, I could hear the one who was on the other side. He said, yes. There is this in the Bible.
Isaiah 59,
and Isaiah 59, see, the Lord's hand has not been shortened that it cannot help you, but it's because of your wickedness. Telling us that if we confess our sins, that wall breaks down and that we have communion with God. From small, stealing sugar, being naughty at school, you were starting to build that wall. Imagine Reverend Stegen, a young man at that time, but the Lord revealed to him, there is this in the Bible.
And
Reverend Stegen shared that testimony. And that way he could help us. I won't mention the surname because the family is here. But that is how the Lord worked and moved our hearts. And as the Lord started to work, then people came here to the mission and they saw Reverend Stegen where he stayed. There were two black men that would help him, and then more and more people came. And that's where it opened up, that the blacks and the whites would come to the same funeral, to the same wedding, and how that they could be in church together. At Mbalane, the doors opened. We could eat together with them in the home, the same at a fire, and we were amazed.
Onke abantu bamangala ukuthi hayibo kanti ngempela uqinisile ukuthi izulu lilodwa isihogo sisodwa ngoba bebengayazi leyo nto kodwa ngokuthi amsebenzise uNkulunkulu umfundisi Tekeni wabafundisa ukuthi izulu lilodwa nesihogo sisodwa.
And through that their eyes were opened. Everyone knew now there's only one hell and one heaven, and in that way the Lord started to work. The songs that the choir sang,
ngangikhona ngenhlanhla, cela nibeke indlebe lokho engushona, ngangikhona ngenhlanhla bemculela la umama wakwa Yostik.
Now please pay attention to this. Baba says fortunately he was there when the choir sang these songs for Oma.
Kwabakhona ukuthi angisho lokho.
And this is what came to me that I should say.
Ngathi yabona mama umuso hamba ngushelo uyelo ungeke ngisho ngeke wayekhona na ngathi yabona mama umuso hamba inkosi sikubiza othatha isandla sakho uJesu usibambe.
And I said to our mother, I said, you know what, if the Lord Jesus comes, put out your hand and grab hold of his hand.
Khona lapho mangisasho lokho ngamoneshintsha.
And as I had said that, I saw her face change.
Ngathuka.
I got a fright.
Ngathi, ha, usezokufa manje.
And I thought, is she going to pass away right now?
Kasho ngenhliziyo, ngiyabaza mamhlophe. Kodwa ngiyamtshela abazalwane ukuthi ngenkathi ngimbuka ngabona ubumhlophe obuyisimanga.
I know white people, but when I looked at her, oh, I saw an amazing brightness.
And
I said, oh, that glory on a white person when they pass away, do they become this white as well?
And Mama, ungabusaqalaza ngapha nangapha. Uma uJesu sevelise isandla, osibamba.
And soon after that, Antipusi Hadebe says, I have a message from Antumkulu. Now to your mother, don't look left and right. If the Lord Jesus comes, stretch out your hand.
And
when I asked some of the choir members, what did you see?
But hey, sibona ubuso obuyisimanga obukhazimulayo.
And they said, we saw an amazing, glorious face.
Fengathi kumkami, hey, khona into engiyibonile lapha, umama kamalume kamfethu Titma uyahamba.
And I came and I said to my wife, I saw something amazing. Titma's mother, she's going to leave us.
What? Ah. Ube ngithanda lo muntu ovela wakhala. Wathi ha umendlelo be ubuzongikhonzela maye mawufike kuyena athi ongikhonza kumakoti. Sengizoba thola lapha usazovela lapha manje ozofana naye.
And she just cried and she said, oh, she loved me so much. She treasured me, and whenever you give a message, please send greetings to her. Where will I find someone like that? Now, Tante Inge, she was not, she wasn't proud.
Ngoba noma sifike five, but angithandazise nakho uNkulunkulu angivesele khona ukuba uNkulunkulu angithethelele.
If we would come to a fire, she would say, this the Lord has revealed to me. Please pray that the Lord would forgive me.
Kolunye usuku manje umuntu simanga wathi okumvakashela uma.
Another day, my lume did something amazing. He said, why don't you go and visit my mom?
Ngathi angikwenze. Umalume umuntu oyimfihlakalo. Ihlambeni lo mangase ngayi kuzoba khona ongavela ngisole.
And I said, let me do it. My lume is an amazing person. He understands these secrets. If I don't do it, I might regret it.
And mangifika khona bavala umnyango. Ngathi hawu bavalelana umnyango. Hawu khona lapho but nakho uNkulunkulu angivulele khona ngicela ungithandazise.
And as I got there, they closed the door. I said, why is they closing the door? He said, the Lord has revealed this to me. Please pray with me. And she said, oh, it's wonderful in the heart. It's like that. If you confess your sin, something happens in your heart. Or if you go to someone and you apologize, something happens in your heart.
Malume, nanimdeni, oga yosteni. Nitutuzegani ngalenhlanhla enibenayo.
Malume, to the Houston family, may you be comforted with this privilege that you've had.
Ngelinye ilanga, kwakushona omunye la ekhaya, wafika omunye wazothi, kumphathe kabi thina ukuthi thina abantsundu lokhu sifika sizongena endlini yakho. Uma wami hamba uhambile angazi nizokwenzani la. Wathi kumphathe kabi.
There was someone whose mother had passed away, and that person said, you know, it really upset me the way that the people would come and they would come to comfort us, but just the way that they would come, my mother's gone. That was a white person who said it, someone who had just come.
Uncle
Dietmar welcomed everyone who came. Baba would go. They would have a service, you say, why don't you go? And they will appreciate that you come. And everyone who went left away joyful. Thank you to what Uncle Dietmar and Tante Brigitte did.
Kanti manje kuyisiko lethu thina maZulu noma thina bantu ukuthi makushoniwe siyoduduza ngoba ngisho inkomo uma ngabe ibone ukuthi khona efelela ifika ikhala ethi mo ibhonga umsanini ngesiZulu. Manje ke lo mhlophe wavela cazuka impela the ayi lo ngena abantsundu basazomvusa noma.
Now it is a custom amongst us Zulus that we bereave or that that we comfort the family, because even a cow, if another cow has died, the other cow is just crying out. And that white person said, oh, what is it that these black people are coming, it upset them. And that's why we've come to comfort and to cry with you, because even the animals, they also cry for the other one that has died. And in that way, I thought, let me just build up our one of the brethren, because they had just arrived. I said, listen.
Yes.
Now, you, this family, you have been blessed. An angel has come. Has come to fetch your mother. Now the angel has left you with a great blessing. And later he said, you know how it comforted me. An angel has come to fetch our mother. How wonderful.
It's
like ointment on the wound, and that's why you, as the Houston family, the people that came to comfort you, the angel has come to visit you, and you have been blessed by God.
And tuma wakho bombaka kanjani bese kubuka makoti bese nibuka ingane cha nimphathe kahle anisidumazanga.
What a privilege to Uncle Dietmar and the family that your mother said she wants to come and live with you. And you know, we have been taking note. We have seen how you and your children have looked after her, and we say you did it well.
Because
we would have called Uncle Andre and said, come, fetch your mother, because they are not looking after her well. But they did it very well, as if they were the hen that was looking after the chicks.
Ay, makoti angakuzwa lokho kodwa uzokusho nje, ay uganiwe makoti Dietma, ay induku enhle bathi gawulezweni, ay uyakwazi ukuphatha abantu lwa muntu.
And since we get to, actually you shouldn't hear this, but Maluma, you have an amazing wife. She really knows how to look after people, and there was a Zulu expression which I did not know.
I gimbonele India ngathi hayi cha hlaniphile lo muntu ake zokuzwa ngalo uyivala indlela ngathi uhlaniphile lo muntu hey umuntu okwazi ukuphatha ba umuntu asiphathe kanje noma kodwa kahlongana ngathi hayi wathola igolide.
And I think your ears are still closed. We saw it in India. How amazingly she looked after us and Mam Hlongwane as well there in India. And we really will feel it. Over here, there, Tante Inge would sit, whether it was at Defia, at Swaiman, at Kingscliff, there where she was, everyone will feel the gap.
Shenge asphelele, maninge beribizu kamga, ema pranchini abalantwanga, ngabe kwele onke lindawo, kodwa nje laba bakhona, impela siyabonga kakhulu.
Shenge, we are not complete. Many would have been fetched from the different branches, but we are thankful for those who are here.
Sibongekela ukuthi ngesonto sikhulekile ukuthi ivoti kungabikho nxoshunxoshu kungabikho kulimazana nanani uNkulunkulu siphendulile saguqa shenge la sakhuleka namanje sisazokhuleka nobukubekile inkosi esise.
And to Shenge as well. On Sunday, we prayed for the elections, and we are thankful that the Lord has undertaken. There hasn't been violence, and even as Shenge has said, we will continue to pray. Shall we pray once again? Our God, we pray and invite you to be among us. May all glory go to you, our Lord, as you have taken your servant. Lord, may we walk in her footsteps.
Amen.
Amen.
Lelizwi abalikhethile noma alikhethile basho njalo alikhethile ngilibukile ngathi hey izwi engelolu ukuthi ulichaze noma ushumayele ngalo.
And the word that our mother has chosen, when I looked at it, said it's really quite difficult to preach about.
Kodwa ay mangibe ngithandaze enkosini yakuvezela ukuthi ngingathini ngalo.
And when I prayed to God, he showed me what I could say about it.
Kumahubo isahluko samashumi amabili nesikhombisa.
In Psalm 27,
ivesi lokuqala.
And the first verse.
Kuthiwa la uJehova ungukhanya kwami nensindiso yami, ngiza kwesaba bani na? UJehova uyinqaba yami yokuphila kwami, ngiza kuba novalo ngobani na?
Verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Ekusondeleni kwababi ukuba badla inyama yami, ababelene nami nezithazami bayakukhubeka bawe.
When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall.
Ngayibona le mfihlakalo ukuthi kuzacele lelizwe ukuthi kushunyelwe ngalo kungani.
And I saw the secret. Why it is she asked that we preach on this?
Ngoba uPaul ekhuluma ngoTimotheo ethi yilwa ukulwa okuhle.
When Paul was speaking to Timothy, he said, fight the good fight.
Ukulwela ukulwa okuhle.
She has fought the good fight.
Sibonile ngendlela uNkulunkulu amsize ngayo.
And we saw the way that the Lord helped her.
Kwaba isimanga ukuthi abambelele enqabeni enguJesu Kristu.
And amazingly that she held on to that refuge which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kanti imfihlakalo yalo mama bokuba yilokhu ukuthi yena ube senqabeni kaJesu Kristu.
And the amazing thing is that she was in the stronghold of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ingakho ukuthi noma ivungu vungu njobe ishili indodakazi yakhe ukuthi noma ivungu vungu beyiqhamuka ngapha nangapha bese ngamthinti ngoba usenqabeni nguJesu Kristu.
As her daughter has said, whether the storms came from this side or that side, it didn't affect her because she was in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Awuleyo ndaba mawufuna ukuyithola uyithola kuTimotheo wesibili isahluko esesine uyithola leyo ndaba ukuthi ukulwila ukulwa okuhle wakwazi ukunqoba ngokukholwa.
In 2 Timothy
verse 7. Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
Verse 7, that's where we will read that you have fought the good fight and that you have kept the faith.
Ube ngayilwela achithe abazalwane enze konke athi abahambe athi akayifuni lento afake umoya kumkhulu afake umoya kuyise afake umoya enganeni kodwa wala ukulwa okuhle ngalokho mina ngithi ube yiqhawekazi.
And when those that deserted, she could have also jumped in and affected her husband or the children, but no, she fought the good fight.
Ngalokho ngithi uNkulunkulu sikhuluma nakhe ngithi ngikhuluma lapha ngithi mama ingubo yakhe silungisiwe ngale umqhele uthola ngale ngalokho kwenzile usula emhlabeni ukuthi usemukele sikwazi ukuthola ukukhula emoyeni. Ngabona khona lapha eshintsha ubuso bakhe ngabona ukuthi hayi akasenathi usehlwithi usengale.
And when I shared with her that her dress is ready, her crown is ready for her to get, you could just see how her face changed and when she was looking forward to that.
Kodwa abantu abanjalo bazalwane kufanele bebe khona abantu abangakwazi ukufaka umoya omubi enganeni ufaka umoya endodeni kunalokho iqhubeke iye phambili imkhonzi uNkulunkulu.
And that is the kind of people we need, that they are there to support their husband and support the children and that they do not infect and bring in an evil spirit.
Ngalokho umndeni siyawubona ukuthi uyobusiseka ngokuthi usemukele ukuthi nathi sithole ivangeli okuyilona lona.
And that the family is blessed by their openness so that we could receive the true gospel.
UPaul wenza into esimanga eseSaul.
Paul did something amazing when he was still Saul.
Wahlasela amakholwa ewahudula nge abesilisa nabesifazane bahudule badonsa bahambe bekuboshweni abanye befe.
When he was persecuting the Christians, males and females, just dragging them to prison.
Leyo nto ithola isenzo 9 lelozi ukuthi lithini uPaul lapho ebahlasela abakholwa befa abanye cabanga ukuthi nabesifazane nabesilisa bahudula.
And you'll find that in Acts chapter 9, where Saul attacked the Christians and he dragged them, and imagine how many of them died.
Kodwa ngalokho wafika uJesu wafika ngokukhanya.
But through that, the Lord Jesus came and he came with the light.
Khona lapho mayise bona ukukhanya inezwi likhuluma luthi Saul, Saul, ungizingelelani na.
And then when the Lord came with a great light and a great voice, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Wabuza wathi ngubani Nkosi?
And he said, Lord, who are you?
Wathi uJesu omzingelayo.
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
Uyabona mangabo uhlasela amakholwa, umelana namakholwa, umelana nomsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu, uthumelana namakholwa, umelana nomsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu, uzingela uJesu uqobo lwakhe.
If you oppose God's work and God's children, you think you are opposing the work and the people, but you don't realize that you are persecuting God himself.
Abantu abahlasela befundisa abakhuluma iqiniso nabahlasela imission nabahlalela hlasela umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu yilabo ke abazingela inkosi yethu Jesu.
Those who attack the preachers of the word, those who attack the mission and God's work, they are the ones who are attacking God.
Abantu abahleba ngabefundisa abahleba ngabazalwane yilabo abazingela inkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Those who gossip about preachers, about God's children, they are the ones that are persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kwafika lapho Saul evale kamehlo.
And the time came where Saul went blind.
Khona lapho akhuluma naye ukuthi akahambe lapha abonana no anane. Mayifika lapha hawu kwabanzima kuyena ukuthi uAnania angakhuluma kanjani lo muntu onakele kangaka ongalungile labo hudu labantu besilisa nabesifazane ahamba ababophe enze noma ikuphi. Hawu uJesu wathi cha, mkhulekele kubabone.
With a voice came to Saul that you go and you will find a man, Ananias. And how difficult it was for Ananias to help this one who was persecuting and was hunting down the Christians, but the Lord said to him, pray for him that his eyes may be opened.
Abanye badinga lokho khanya nonyazi olungakwazi ukubakhombisa ukuthi le nto abayenzayo ayilungile.
There are those that need this light, that lightning bolt, that they realize this which they do is wrong.
Ngoba bathinta iso likaNkuluNkulu uma bekhuluma ngomsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu noma bekhuluma ngabantu abakhonza uNkuluNkulu.
Because they touch the eye of God. If they speak of God's children and those who are in the work of the Lord.
Abantu abahamba behleba nomuntu noma nomkakhe ahlebe aze azi ukuthi ngalokho ethi uyahleba yena usezingela uJesu uqobo lwakhe.
And you, when you are gossiping with your wife, you don't realize that you are actually persecuting God.
Ngamanye amazwi ufuna ukufuneka uthole lolo nyazi, uthole lokho kukhanya okuzokukhanyisela ukuthi ayilungile le mpilo iphilayo.
In other words, you need this light. You need that lightning to show you that what you are doing is wrong.
Ngoba leso zinto ezinjalo dinga ukuthi bazalwane bakhulekele abantu amamelene nomsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu.
Because brethren, we need to pray for those who oppose the work of the Lord.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu abavule amehlo belibone uthando lukaJesu, bebone ukuthi ngilokho abakwenzayo bazingela yena uJesu uqobo lwakhe.
That their eyes may be opened, because that they may see the love of the Lord and that they understand that they are actually persecuting God himself.
Akenzweni nje ngenzondo ebakhona uma ungafunda incwadi kaJohane, 1 John chapter 2.
Let us read of the hatred if we read in 1 John chapter 2.
Uvesi lesishagalolunye.
And in verse 9,
Kuthwalo othi usekhanyeni abe sondumzalane wakhe usebumnyameni kuze kube kalokhu.
Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness.
Umuse nenzondo usenamagqubu nomfowenu noma nomzalane wakho noma ngabazali bakho kodwa uyibisa ukuthi uyakholwa usebumnyameni kuze kube kalokhu.
If you still have hatred, grudges towards your brother, you are still in utter darkness.
Yes, alelele ntshumayelo sithola lapha kuma Mahubo 27:1 ukuthi yena ukhethe izwi lokuthi kufanele ukuthi umuntu abe sekhanyeni abe senqabeni insindiso yakhe.
And the word Psalm 27:1, where it says that we need to be in the light so that we can receive salvation. If you are in a refuge, if you are in a stronghold, even though they shoot at you, you will be in Jesus Christ, you'll be safe.
Uma usumtholile uJesu, iyaguqula ingqondo ibentsha. Hayi ukuthi umuntu lokuqhamuka izinto ezibolile engqondweni yakhe nasenhlizweni yakhe ngoba uJesu semguqulile waba isidalwa esisha.
If the Lord Jesus has worked in you and he has transformed you, you will not have these evil thoughts coming to you anymore, but it's because the Lord has made you a new creation.
Usho njalo uPaul lana 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 usho njalo ukuthi uma sesikuKristu uyasiguqula sibe idalwa ezintsha.
In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, Paul says that if we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
Daleko kusha uma usindisiwe ukuthi how benginenzonto kodwa manje ngoNkulunkulu wangisiza.
Something new has been created. Oh, I was one with hatred, but through the Lord's grace I've been changed.
Lana ke ku verse 11, lithi kepho sondumzalane wakhe usebumnyameni uhambe bumnyameni akazi lapho eya khona ngokuba bumnyama buphuphuthekisile amehlo akhe.
In verse 11 we read, but whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
Ngokomoya unjengomuntu ohamba bumnyameni.
Spiritually, you are like one who walks in darkness.
Uyamazi umuntu osebumnyameni angalala nemamba enkulu engaka noma nenhlwathe engaka ngoba kumnyama kabona endlini.
You know, when it is dark, someone you can sleep and there is a big mamba and you will not see anything.
Kodwa mase kufika ukukhanya uzobona khona imamba la endlini.
But when the light comes, you will see there's a mamba in the room.
Mase kufikile ukukhanya uzokwazi ukuhlukanisa ukuthi lengane ayishaphila impilo kahle lo baba lo myeni wami engishade naye akashaphila impilo kahle umlethe uthi hey ake uye ngakasiza abantu awusaphili wena ngokomoya.
When the light comes in, you will see this child or this husband that I'm living with, he's not living in the light anymore. Let's go to KwaSizabantu so you can get help.
Noma ungekhona kwasiza abantu umthathu umuse kulo nkonzo yakho uthi hey bo lo muntu akasaphili indlela athi noma esebusuke asebemeza ngayo ekhala ngathi uklinywa zipoki.
And even if it's not you kwasiza abantu or there where you go to church, that in, at night this one is just screaming as if he's seeing ghosts.
Uma sekufikile ukukhanya kuyaxosha ubumnyama.
When the light comes in, it expels the darkness. Light and darkness does not go together. Do not say, I am a Christian. I pray and I sing and then I praise God. But if you still have hatred towards your brother, then you are still living in darkness.
And
I see the mystery that our mothers saw, that if you are in the light, you are in this refuge that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Umintsindiso yakho ingekho enqabeni ngoJesu Kristu noma ngafika imiphi imoya izothatheka.
If your salvation is not in the stronghold of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be taken away.
Awu ngengeza umfundisi eculi iculo elithi ngobuyele ekhaya ngithi baba ngonile.
I remember Reverend Stegan singing this song, I will return home and say, Father, I have sinned.
Buya wemzalwane noma ngabe ususodake nongakanani buya lapho khona uyokwazi uJesu Kristu aphinde afake ukukhanya ngaphakathi enhlizweni.
Child of God, there where you are, come back. Come back to the Lord so that he can put that light back in your life.
Akusizi ukuthi uyibise ukuthi uyikholwa kodwa uthi umzalwane kodwa use usamzonda umzalwane wakho.
It does not help you say I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, but you still hate your brother.
Awu uMarko 11 verse 25 ukhuluma kahle.
Mark 11 verse 25 says it so well.
Uthi uma uthandaza uphakamisa idlala kodwa uma unegqubu ungathetheleli.
If you pray raising your hands, but you have a grudge against your brother, the Father in heaven will not forgive you. There are those Christians, they are chilly. They hold on to having a grudge. Oh, it will be so difficult for me to forgive so-and-so. But saying that they are a child of God, as Paul says, that a person must die with regards to sin.
So, kuluma bazalwane ngoba umfundisi Stegen usifundisile ukuthi kufanele ukuthi sishumayele kanjani ivangeli noma abanye sebengasakufuni bengakufuni lokho okubhalela eBhayibhelini ukuthi vumani izono komunye nikhulekelani kwenisindiswe.
We will speak like this and preach like this because that is what Reverend Stegen taught us. As in the Bible, it is said that confess your sin one to another that you may be saved.
Awu ngithi ke bazalwane duduzekani. Nanimdeni tutuzekani ukuthi iqhawe lethu iqhawekazi lethu elihambile lisitshengisile ukuthi kumele simkhonze kanjani uNkulunkulu.
And to the family, to the brethren, may you be comforted. Our heroine, she has lived before us and she has gone to be with God.
Umama lo umsekelile umzala wakhe.
And our mother here supported her cousin.
Nathi sabona ukuthi lo muntu umi ngakuye.
And we could see that this person stands with him.
Ubengafani nesiqhobo nje ukuthi masinyakaze sibone ukuthi hayi sinyakaza kalolu kodwa umbone ukuthi lo muntu ugxilile umile uqinile enkosini.
She was not like a pole that you could just move and you see, oh, the foundation is not good. She was firm and it was not moved.
Naweke uba nawo usa umkhonzi uNkulunkulu kodwa usabona ukuthi yaxega ngokomoya. Akube sifundo nawo ukuthi ngempela nawo ukuyona lenqaba enguJesu Kristu uqashile kuyona.
And if you say you are a child of God and yet spiritually you are not secure, ask yourself, am I in this refuge that is the Lord Jesus Christ?
It's really quiet. It's all course. When I will
you heard the choir singing, oh Lord, you are my shepherd.
We ask what you mau yivu noma inkomo elusiwe awunakuhla noma api.
You know that if you are sheep or if you are a cow, you won't just go and eat anywhere.
Ngoba nangu melusukati.
Because the shepherd is guarding you.
Makule nje ngabe wena uthathe kanjani le culo uthi ngabe mangisadla izono ngeziphila lempilo ngabe ngelusekile yini.
And as they were singing the song, how did you take it? If you are still living a life of sin, do you have a shepherd?
Uthi Nangu Jesu unam.
So here, the Lord Jesus is with me.
Kusho lo mufi lo.
That is what the deceased has said.
Bona bebangake bembone lo Jesu.
We could, the others would not have seen Jesus. Through with their eyes, they could not, but she could with her eyes already. She said, I am walking with Jesus. Baba remembers his father when they were in the room with his mother and saying, there is the Lord Jesus. And Baba's mother said, looked around, but I don't see him. But the father could already see him. If someone speaks like that and they're about to go, you say, are they crazy? They see something that we cannot see. To those who are used to looking at... To those who are used to looking at the watch to see the time, our mother, she was a respectful lady.
Now,
just be thankful. Maybe if they ask me to take a service, I take a shorter service. Maybe it was that. I could take the service till 5, 6 o'clock. Allow me to leave you with this. Do you have this light that lives in your heart, or are you ruled by Satan?
Blessed
are those that when they get old, where they say in the Lord, otherwise you will see, oh, that anger, oh, that irritability and the words that come out. But blessed are these. I am so thankful that someone whispered to me, the choir is going to that night to go and see Mama. And if I hadn't gone, I wouldn't have seen that glory. With that, brethren, let us hold on to the cross. It might be heavy, but let us go forth and serve the
Lord.
The word says that if my enemies want to devour my flesh, imagine something like that, but that we will stay in the Lord Jesus. Malume's father once told me his secret. There was someone that phoned him who was opposing him. And a person spoke. That was before cell phones times. He just took and put the phone down. And the phone rang again. Picks it up. Says, but I was talking to you. What have you got to say? He said, oh, I thought you were finished speaking.
He
said, well, if you still have something to say, say it. And that person spoke. And put down the phone. It came to his heart Someone who speaks like this, let me not answer them. He just kept silent.
And that is
those who have an ear to hear what the Lord says. Someone phones you on the cell phone. You say, okay, are you finished? They say, yes. You say, okay, thank you.
Siyabonga ke evangeli lenkosi ethu Jesu Kristu elisikhanyiselayo ukuthi mase sekhanyeni ayikho inzondo. Awekho amagqubu khona ukuthethelela.
We thank the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that shows us that if there is light, there is no more hatred, there are no more grudges, and there is forgiveness.
Inkosi ngiphi washilamba ncane kabi leli washilamba.
The Lord has given me a watch that goes very slowly. The previous watch was better. This one goes so slowly. Just a last illustration. There's someone I saw at Maphumulo. And he told me, no, I'm not teaching. I have all the qualifications. But I'm not teaching. I asked him why. My problem is, I hate my sister. She has a position, she has everything in the church. Can you pray with me that I also get a school where I can be hired? Baba said, I will not pray because you hate your sister. And asked why?
And
He says, I went to a school and now that I went and said, please don't hire her. The sister went and said, don't hire this man, and because of that I hate her. And Baba said, I will pray that this hatred would come to an end. We are thankful to hear of the girl that was here who, when Mama said, the Lord showed me these and these sins are troubling you, that she was prayed for and that she's still living a victorious life. And she was victorious, that through that prayer, she was able to overcome and it touched my heart. And the person phoned back after 3 weeks and says, I still hate my sister. Baba said, I will continue to pray that this hatred would come to an end. And then he phoned and said, oh, the hatred is gone.
And
like in Mark 11, verse 24, where it says that if you pray, then you will receive it. But now I said, now I can now pray because you have forgiven. Baba said he will pray.
And
And a week later, they had accepted this person at the school.
We are
teaching, putting their tie on and going to work.
Ungabona imthandazo yakho ingasebenzeki, uNkulunkulu engakusizi, uhleli kulamandla obumnyama, uhleli lokhu kugqila benzondo. Nempilo engalungile imthandazo ingamukeleki.
When you see that your prayers are not answered, it's because you are living in darkness, in this hatred, and your life is not being helped.
Lo mama lo uthini uthi uJehova ungukhanya lensindiso yami ngiyohlala enqabeni nasendlini ngimkhonza uJehova.
Our mother says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. My refuge will be in the house of the Lord where I will serve him.
Ukusindiswa lokhu akukhona kanoma ubani.
This salvation is not just for anyone.
Uthithi ukubeka ngokusobala ukuthi kuyisipho esivela kuNkulunkulu.
Titus makes it quite clear that it is a gift from God.
Nawe sicele leso sipho, ucele uthi uNkulunkulu ngiphe ukuthi nami ngikholwe ngikwazi ukusindiswa.
And you as well, pray and ask God, give me this gift that I can also be saved.
Nami inkosi ngiyakudinga lokho kukhanya ukuba ngibe nakho ngoba wena Jesu ungukhanya.
And Lord, I need this light because you are the light.
Uma usekhanyeni kungani izinto zobumnyama yibuse empilweni? Uma uJesu engukhanya yini kusabusa izinto zobumnyama empilweni yakho?
If you are in the light, and if God is the owner of the light, why are you still in darkness and being overcome by that darkness? The one said, oh, heaven is far away.
Because
he said, people call themselves Christians, and yet they still hate each other.
Because they
need that lightning bolt to close their eyes here and open their true eyes. When you are gone, what will be said about you? In heaven, what will be said of you? Now let me come back to the family.
Matthew 22:30,
it says, those who have already gone are become like angels.
Angasike uma wena mdeni uhlehlile noma ukholwa noma uhlehla ngaba bezingaba abakuboni yini ukuthi ngoba banjengengilozi abakuboni yini.
When you as a family go back, we backslide, won't they also look at you?
Umbuzo nje lokho ukuthi uma wena ungezukumphilela uNkulunkulu sakuhlamba uqhubeka nalompilo ngabe manje njoba kuthiwa banjengengilozi ngaba baboni yini sebe ngale ngoba kuthiwa akuganwana kulelizwi leli abantu bethi hawu makuvuka esevuka la njengoba benabafobo abawu 7 bamngena baze base uma sebefika le ubani obomkakho wathi uJesu lezwi linakuganwana akukho kwanda kodwa baba njengengilosi.
And you think you can live in any way that you want to, but God's word tells us that they will be like angels, so they will look at you. God, there were those that were asking, well, if someone has two or three.
Angasiki asebe hambile ukuthi mabe sibheka ababoni yini ukuthi sesenza lento. Uma bebona badumala.
I don't know whether those who have gone before us, if they are looking down, are they disheartened and are they sad?
Ngoba kuthiwa laba abancinyana bayakwazi ukuthintana neyingilosi ukuthi sibanibani. Uphathe kanje abancinyana nje shondala iBhayibheli bayawazi ukubika lapha engilozi ukuthi njengamanje laba bantu abangalutho usibanibani sebephathe ngale bese behamba bobikela ingilosi.
Those who are insignificant, it is said that they, those who are low, they are the ones that will go up and they will report. Shall we pray? Our God, please be with us. That we on that day may also receive a crown. And to put on that white robe. How terrible it would be for the one who calls themselves a Christian and then cannot enter into heaven. How wonderful that at the funeral of Mrs. Justin, you could say, I was living in darkness, but the light came in. We are thankful for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that shows a person can be forgiven. And to the one who has not yet forgiven, that they realize and understand that they are dragging the Christians along and that they are actually persecuting you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Leave
over to the program director.
Thank you very much to Bab Dube.
Sibuziwe ukuthi wena uzohamba no Jesu noma uzomshiya la.
We've been challenged, we've been asked whether will we walk with the Lord or not, and we have to choose.
So ask the children to come forward. Let's sing a song together. My mom loved German songs because that's how she grew up. Uma bethanda amaculo eJalman oba wakhula kanjalo. Nisixolele. Kodwa ke anisifundi isiJalman simnandi fana nesiZulu. Asiculeke sukumeni sicule leli culo
ngiyacela. Can stand up and sing this song.
Shenge, Kumkulu. Friends and family, I don't want to say much, but I couldn't help thinking when I was sitting there, from the first speaker to the last, this is the true gospel. From the long history to the testimony, Tante Inga's life, Uncle Hogarth's life, that is the true gospel.
Sizwa ngumlando, sizwa ngempilo yakhe ugogo nangempilo kamkhulu ngathi leli ivangeli leqiniso.
May we have an ear to hear, and may we learn from it, and may we run that race as well.
Kwangathi singaba nendlebe yokuzwa sifunde nathi khona siligijima ibanga.
And as Shenge has said, are we prepared for that road ahead?
Njengoba inkosi yakwaButhelezi isibuzile sishilo ukuthi ngabe sikulungele yini uma thina sesificwa lolu hambo.
Let us still close and pray.
Asivale ngomthandazo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, today is your victory.
Nkosi yethu Jesu Christu, namhlanje usuku lwakho lokunqoba.
It is your victory on earth and in heaven.
Ukunqoba kwakho ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
And we give you all the honor and all the glory.
Siyakunika lonke udumo nenkazimulo.
May you help us to be faithful as those who have walked ahead of us.
Kwangathi Nkosi ungasiza ukuba nathi sithembeke njengalabo asebehambile phambi kwethu.
May we have an ear to hear. Thank you for everything that we heard today.
Bangathi singaba nendlebe yokuzwa. Siyakubonga futhi ngakho konke sesikuzwile namhlanje.
Even the message that your servant brought us, may it be such in our lives.
Nombiko ngentshumayelo sesitholile ngenceku yakho kwangathi ungasebenza impilweni zethu.
Until that great day where we will be united again.
Kuze kube lolo suku olukhulu lapho siyohlangana khona.
With those who's gone before and those who follow after.
Sihlangana nalabo sebehambe ngaphambili nalabo abayolandela.
We pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with each one that will miss Tante Inga in these coming days.
Kwangathi Nkosi ungaba yilowo nalowo labo Nkosi abayomkhumbula ugogo ngokulahlelwa uyena.
You who are the great comforter, please continue and comfort each one.
Wena Nkosi ungumduduzi omkhulu kwangathi ungaqhubeka ududuze yilowo nalowo.
And as we continue now to the grave, please continue with us.
Sisiqhubela manje emathuneni sicela Nkosi uphinde ube nathi.
We pray and ask this in your wonderful names.
Khula sicela lokhu egameni lakho elisimanga.
Amen.
Amen.